Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Zeke Bella. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox fires over to first and Boone drops the ball. That's an error on Boone. Pearsall moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lump reaches second base with a double. GT moves to third. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Cux moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Cux moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Bella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bella moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cux hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 1 in the game. Score hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. Herzog moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. GT hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herzog. The throw from Nixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Williams reaches second base with a double. Herzog scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin is hit by the pitch. Tito Francona pinch hits for Herb score. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Tito Francona. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Smith now playing third base. Dick Williams now playing left field. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Held reaches second base with a double. Jim Baxes pinch hits for George Strickland. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Billy Martin. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Jim Perry. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Jim Baxes now playing third base. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Al Sicott now pitching. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cux strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-4 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Pearsall moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Power moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito is walked intentionally. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Minoso moves to third. Colavito moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Colavito moves to third. Nixon moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.